Back at Rogers Place in Edmonton, 4-2. The Edmonton Oil Kings defeat the Saskatoon Blades tonight. Time for the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan DeSilva is here, and I was saying near the end of the game and just before the power play goal that made it 3-2, I think the guys get maybe a bit of a pass tonight. I know coaches don't necessarily like to use that sort of a thing, but to me, when you're putting together a bunch of new guys, new systems for some of them, lines are all jumbled up from what everybody's used to. It just wasn't there tonight, unfortunately, and that requires a practice, which you're finally going to get tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's fair. We don't like to make excuses, as you said, but the reality of it is we have some new faces here. Some just joined us today. And so you're looking for line combinations. You're looking to try and spread the ice time around. So no one's getting, too tired. We had a game last night for the guys that were with us. Travel, interesting evening through the night, the hotel. And, I felt that we were a little bit tired. We didn't have the same jump that we had last night. It's going to take time to gel, right? The chemistry is not quite there right now. We're looking for combinations as far as lines and D pairing goes. So it's going to take time to sort through all that stuff. But there is definitely some bright moments. I think there's some potential with this group for sure.
Yeah, I mean, one of the bright lights was a new guy playing his first game, and that's Hayden Harsanyi, who looked really good.
Yeah, I think Hayden looked really good. He's, you notice his speed right away. He hasn't played a game in 3 months yet either, right? He hasn't played since October, I think, 11th. So yeah. That's a long time to be off with an injury and to come back and look like that after that type of time off. And it speaks to just what type of talent he is. And, we're excited to have him and work with him. And, again, it just takes time to get that gel and that chemistry. And we'll find out some line mates that will complement him really well. And same thing with Kasdan and Hunter and all the forwards, right? So, but that's going to take a bit of time to get it all sorted out.
Hunter Lang told me that he's played right wing a lot this year for Prince George, but he prefers center. He was a center tonight. Do you see him as a center down the line, or do you think maybe he would be beneficial as a right winger?
Yeah, I think time will tell. Time will tell here. We'll see who fits into what type of spots. It's nice. We have a handful of guys that can play center and wing, so we'll be able to move guys in and out of certain spots. But I think Hunter, he feels comfortable at center. He's good on faceoffs. He's a big, long body, so center seems like the type of position that fits him really well. So we'll see how it goes, and time will tell where this all shakes out.
And of course, there's still another guy coming that's going to be interesting to add into the mix. A 19-year-old from Slovakia, played in the last two World Juniors in František Dej, and I know you don't know a whole heck of a lot about him because unless you've been watching Slovakia during the World Juniors.
Yeah, you said another big, long guy who will play up the middle for us. So, again, that's, so we have a few centermen here, so someone's going to have to play the wing. And we have guys that can do both. So that's a credit to them. Just equals more ice time for them. And, again, we'll see where it all shakes out when we have our full lineup, and we'll see where we end up after Thursday.
And it affects also your power play, your special teams. Who plays in power plays? Who plays the penalty kill sort of a thing?
Yeah, and you saw, and the credit to them. They have a really good, one of the best penalty kills in the league. And you saw that tonight, too, that little bit of chemistry missing. They did, put a lot of pressure on our power play. But there's that chemistry and that gel was missing for sure. So that stuff will all take time to sort itself out, too. We need some practice time, like as you mentioned. We'll have a short skate tomorrow. We've played a lot of hockey here since the Christmas break, so you got to be weary of, load management. I'm not Dave Cameron and saying we don't need to practice or nothing like that, but we definitely need to get on the ice and make sure we're smart about it.
Another positive, I thought, tonight was the play of Ethan McCallum in goal again. I think he kept you in it.
Yeah, Big Mac was great. He was great. He gives us a opportunity to win again. It's another one goal loss with an empty netter. We had an opportunity to win that game, and I think if we had some more juice in our legs and some more energy, it would have been a really close game. So, and it was so. Big Mac was great for us. He gave us the saves that we needed, and he was there when we needed him. And another good start for him.
Well, need the day off. It's good to look forward to the next game on Friday in Calgary. Dan, thanks for this. We'll see you on the way out.
Thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time.